Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
You know, yesterday, a lot of people with AT&T all over America woke up, the big outage. They didn't have their phones. And there was, you know, nationwide panic from some people, obviously. So got me to think. And for Sweet and Spicy today, we'll all answer the same question. And we'll start with you, Statman. Besides your phone, what is one piece of technology you couldn't live without?
I would say car, but that's an obvious one. I think we all couldn't make it to work without our car. So I'm going to say my electric razor. I use it every single morning. I don't use the blade. I got an electric one. And a lot of you guys don't know this. I have a white spot on my neck. My beard doesn't gray evenly. It's graying like in a little spot on my neck and gets bigger. And I look like a speckled dog. Like it's really weird if I don't shave. So I'm going to say my electric razor is the one thing I can't live without.
Is it the three-headed one like Norelco?
It's a Norelco. I take it camping with me. Yeah.
Is it like the one Santa Claus used to ride in the old
exactly
TV?
Exactly like that. Yes.
All right.
So that's my answer. All right. Let's go around the room.
I think the piece of technology I can't live without is something battery operated. No, I'm kidding.
All right, stop.
What it's a is coffee it? Maker. Come on, y'all.
You got a battery operated?
No, I don't. Bad joke. It's a bad joke.
I'm kidding.
My coffee maker, you guys know I need my coffee or I am a total monster.
Yes.
So I have a Keurig.
You couldn't just make a pot of coffee like, say, on the stove or something like that.
No. I just know that there's no coffee shops open when I'm coming to work, so I got to make it at home.
Oh, there you go. What do you put in your coffee?
Stevia.
Okay, just a little sugar, no creamer?
That's right.
I'll go with mine. Well, you know what? Mine was first answer was going to be my nose hair trimmer. But Stat's answer was kind of similar, so I'm going to say my air fryer.
Really?
I don't think, what? I mean, that's a pretty new piece of technology. I don't think now I've gotten to the point where I couldn't live without
it. Our Ninja is a workhorse in our kitchen. Mm-hmm. We use it multiple times a week. Holly loves it. It's probably the best invention for the kitchen in the last 5-10 years.
Has to be since the microwave, I think. Yeah, it might be.
So what's your go-to dish you cook in your air fryer? What's your favorite?
Gosh. Well, I've really gotten good at making steaks in it now. I've gotten that almost down to where I can make them. They taste pretty much like they come off the grill. I kind of fish around at Kroger from time to time in the bargain meat section, you know, the one that the little cheaper steaks. I'm like, give me that. Let's give it a go tonight.
We just used our Ninja for stuffed peppers from Costco last night. Whoa. Perfect, because Holly likes them a little crispy.
I'm going to go air fryer because that's where I'm at right now. Grover, what about you?
Well, first, a public service message about your phone. You know, I read an article years ago that said your phone is like your third hand you never washed. Once I read how disgusting your cell phone is with germs, I wipe mine with a Clorox sanitizing wipe every day.
Every day.
And jeez. I encourage everybody who hears the sound of my voice right now, wash your phone daily with the sanitizer wipe because you're putting that thing up to your mouth. It's disgusting.
And think about where you lay it sometimes. Like you're in the bathroom, you lay it on
at
the
a
seat.
Restaurant, yeah, at a bar. Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
I said my piece.
Okay. Chrissy. So what's your piece of technology you can't
It's old school, according to my daughter, but my iPod Touch, they've quit making them. I use it every day. I love it. And everyone says, Grover, you can just listen to music off your phone.
Yeah.
I don't like my music being interrupted by a notification sound if I get a text or an email. Mm-hmm. And the iPod Touch, it only plays music.
That's now, yours still works. You got the old charger port and everything
when
for they, it?
When Apple discontinued, I bought another one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I have a backup.
Mine died. Yeah. I loved mine, but it eventually it
well,
just...
Well, they sell them, but now they jack the prices up, I'm sure, because they don't make them anymore. So anyway.
One more question. Do you use a sanitized wipe on your iPod Touch also?
Absolutely.
I have two of them that I use. They store an enormous amount of music still, and I still use them. And I have the chargers, and I plug them into my Mac at home. And not too long ago, I said, search for an update. And it said, you're kidding, right? You know, just, there's no update for this
thing. There are no more updates, but they still work, and they're dedicated to do one thing and one thing only, and that's why I love it.
The Big Dave Podcast.
Got Ashley Dawn back in her chair today after a little mini vacation to Houston.
Yeah, I went down to Texas.
Had a good time?
Had a great time. Happy to be back. Yeah. And it was quite the experience. There was a lot to do there, including I ate and drank like all of the food as you could imagine.
Like Texas barbecue.
It's so funny. I didn't have any barbecue.
Oh, well, what did you have? What kind of Texas dishes did
you? Oh, my gosh. Well, I went to a food hall, which was probably my new favorite place, kind of like Kroger on the Rhine Eatery, like different things to pick from.
Okay.
You sit right there at the bar, they'll deliver to you. I had, I think, the best sushi in my life down there.
In Houston. Well, it's not far from the ocean.
Oh, so, yeah. I had a ton of seafood, had some catfish. Anyway, also did a little bit of line dancing, had to burn some calories.
Oh, fun.
You know?
Where did you do that?
A place called Rowdy's.
Yeah. Rowdy's.
Oh, my gosh. It was amazing. And every age range possible there, out there shaking their thing. I mean, there was this old man. He had light up shoes because, you know, it's dark. It was freaking awesome. And now I'm like, I need to find some line dancing classes around here. Also went to the Space Center.
Oh,
yeah. Very educational.
Well, that's Houston. We have a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was neat. I learned that the way to get into a spacesuit, there's actually a door on the back of the outfit that you like climb into. Didn't know that.
Well,
out of this world.
Did they have a spacesuit that you could actually get into? Were you able to do that?
I was hoping to find that, but no, everything was behind glass. Probably for people like me walking around with a beer. They were like, ma'am, don't get in the spacesuit.
So, who got wing sauce on the suit?
So how were the flights? Smooth on and off? Everything goes planned?
Something that I really took away from the trip was on the way back, sitting on the plane, you know, we're all just waiting for the instructions from the pilot. And all of a sudden, the speakers start playing, like, Top Gun music. Like you know that?
Danger Zone?
Yeah. Yes.
The Kenny Loggins. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. And I'm just sitting there like, what is happening? Okay. And then the pilot comes on. He's like, talking like he's Maverick. And we're about to go on this mission.
Oh, God.
And I kid you not. You know how everybody's usually, it was a late flight. Everybody's usually like looking at their phone, half paying attention, if at all. That guy had everybody's attention because it was so engaging and different. And I'm like, I'm paying attention to what he's saying.
You listened.
Cool.
I listened. Yeah, that's a way to get my attention. But it's something I'll never forget because it's so different.
Was the guy's, it was a guy's name Pete Mitchell. I mean, I know maybe if that was his actual name and that's what he was going, you know, Mavericks, Pete Mitchell.
I didn't know. I only halfway paid attention. Yeah. I don't know his name. But it was so cool. It made it fun. Just the flight back, and you know what? It's a great branding because I'll never forget it.
No.
You know?
Well, say what airline was it?
United.
Okay, you had to think.
It's been a long couple of days.
I love the pause. I'll never forget it. Well, you're
like,
It is 6:47.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
So yesterday, picking up my son Darren from basketball practice over at Beachwood, he gets in my truck and is sporting something I've never seen him sport before. A black eye.
Oh, a shiner.
Yeah. On his right eye, underneath his right eye. And I didn't even notice it at first. He goes, hey, did you see I got a black eye today? I'm like, whoa.
And you will notice it because it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Oh, absolutely. So he got it in practice, guarding a guy. He went in to try to block on him, and that guy jumped up, and boom. And the black eye was gotten there. So it got me to thinking, I remember having maybe one or two black eyes But it's been a long time. I mean, you know, I think we used to play these ridiculously stupid full contact football games in high school at like this elementary school yard. And they got rough.
Got rowdy.
I mean, oh, no. Man. You would come home bloody. I mean, it was tough. Other than that, I can't ever remember having a black eye.
Now, you said your son got this black eye during basketball practice.
Yes.
So, I mean, I guess I was like 15. I called my dad and told him that I got a black eye, not worry, during basketball. Like, I got took a, you know, bow to the face. Yeah. My dad, over the phone, didn't buy it for 1 second.
He didn't believe you.
Immediately, who'd you get in a fight with?
Wow.
Yeah. Swear. And since that day, I'm like, God, I suck at lying. I can't lie. I'm not good at it. I didn't get that black eye at basketball practice. Me and some girl got in a fight.
Oh, you did get it in a fight.
Oh, yeah. You were lying. Oh, my God.
I know, but I was trying to cover up for it because I'm like, he is going to be like, what happened?
So what'd
like,
you get in a fight with a girl about?
Oh, God, I don't remember. Probably over a guy.
Oh, geez.
I don't know. Super classy over here.
Yeah, really? Hey, way to go, cake eater. What about you, Stat?
I caught a hand grip from a bicycle once to the eye. We were playing this game that I still don't know how our parents allowed us to, called Bomb Bike, where we'd ride around in a circle on bikes and throw balls at each other to try to knock them off. And if you knocked somebody off their bike, then you had to go, they had to go in the middle and you got on their bike.
Wow.
And at one point, I took a ball and the handlebars turned and I, caught it to the eye. Yeah, I was pretty young.
Your parents were probably just happy that you're playing outside.
Exactly.
Away from them. Like, we don't care what you're doing.
I need a bomb bike needs to make a big triumphant return.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
You know, a while back, we had Tyler Wogenstahl on from the Voices of America Country Music Fest, and he's on with us again. Hi, Tyler.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
We're doing great. So, you know, you were the first one to announce with us. We had you come on and tell us about Keith Urban going to be the headliner at this year's Voices of America on August the 10th. That's on Saturday. You got to do that, but then you got bumped for star power, and I hope it didn't offend you.
Jason Aldean.
Well, yeah, Jason Aldean called in to announce he's headlining one night, and so did Sam Hunt.
Pretty cool.
Ever since we did that, people have been asking the one question, and you know what it is. Who else is going to be with them?
We're dying to know.
Well, we're excited that we can finally announce that.
Tyler, without further ado, tell us some of the other folks going to be there August 8th through the 11th, Voices of America Country Music Fest this year.
Well, we hated making everybody wait, but because of the size of this lineup, we wanted to make sure that we put together a great package for all the fans and roll everything out to where everybody's going to get to be excited.
All righty.
Oh, boy.
So we're really excited that we were able to bring Lauren Elena to the music festival this year.
Ooh. I love some Lauren Elena. Boy, she gets after it on the stage, too.
And we're also going to have Brett Young at the festival this year.
Oh, my gosh. You know, Brett Young is kind of on the verge of almost being another headliner. So many number one hits he's had.
Man, he's great.
Yeah, he is.
But then there's some other great artists like Chase Matthew, Brian Kelly from Florida Georgia Line, Priscilla Block.
Cool.
Yeah, Cooper Allen, Michael Ray, Maddie and Tay.
Oh,
we love Maddie and Tay.
They're so adorable.
Yeah, one of my favorites, Lily Rose, is going to be on the lineup this year.
Hey.
Very talented young lady.
Kylie Morgan, Drew Green, Aiden Cantor, Jake Worthington, Gavin Adcock, Stephen Wilson, and there's a lot more. You guys are going to see the whole lineup come out soon.
You're teasing us still, Tyler. We should start calling you Tyler the Tease here.
What a name.
Hey, whatever's best.
There's going to be no sophomore slump here this year at Voices of America Country Music Fest. I mean, we knew that as soon as you said Keith Urban, Jason Aldean, and Sam Hunt are the headliners each night.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure that we were able to grow this event and improve the fan experience in every way.
Well, no doubt you're doing that. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt. So we got, like, let's see if I can remember. Lauren Elena, Brett Young, Maddie and Tay, Chase Matthews. I'm trying to remember them all because you rattled them off so quick. But, I mean, this is amazing. And those are just the people that are going to be on different stages as we wait for the headliners to come out.
That's right. And, you know, we're going to have a couple more surprises for everybody in the upcoming months. And I think everybody needs to get their tickets before they sell out and stay tuned for all these big announcements we have coming.
Definitely. Yeah. This is like a FOMO event. Like, if you are not there the whole time, you're just going to be beating yourself up. Why didn't I get a ticket? Did you see who's going to be there now?
Yeah, I mean, no doubt about it. And you know, like we said earlier when you called in last year to announce the first act, I mean, kudos to you guys for just a flawless execution last year for the first year of a big, massive festival like this.
Well, we appreciate that, but it was also great to have the local township sport, county sport, and really all of Cincinnati being able to, support this first year event and either infrastructure or just flat out attending. So, you know, we appreciate everybody for coming out and checking us out.
All right. So we need to start getting those tickets now. Where can they do that, Tyler?
They just go on the website. That's voacountrymusicfest.com.
And I highly recommend downloading the VOA Country Music Fest app onto your phone, because it was just a wealth of information actually during the show last year. And I'm sure you guys will be updating that with the new additions and everything as well.
Absolutely. The map's awesome. Gives you tons of information. And when you're on the festival site, you want to know who's playing when. That's the best place to go.
All right.
Tyler, how many beers do you think you're going to consume all weekend?
Me, at least four, at least one a day, you know?
What? One a day?
At least one a day.
Yeah, he's too busy running around making sure things go as flawless as they did last year. Tyler Wogenstahl with Voices of America Country Music Fest. Check out that lineup that he just told us there over on B105.com. And let's get your tickets. And Tyler, we can't wait till August, buddy.
Likewise. Looking forward to it.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, The Big Dave Show, joined by Chris from Lynchburg, Ohio. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So you just heard Tyler on from the Voices of America Country Music Fest announcing even more great acts coming this year for the show, or the festival. So,
Chris, you just have to name three artists that are going to be at the show.
All right. Lauren Elena, Maddie and Tay, Brian Kelly from Florida Georgia Line.
Wow, you went with all of them. I mean, we were expecting somebody to go Jason Aldean, Keith Urban, and Sam Hunt.
Yeah.
I thought you had to have it from the new list.
No,
I knew who the other ones were.
Hey, kudos to you for paying attention.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're going to be enjoying all that music all 4 days at VOA.
All right. That's awesome. I've never been there.
Well, you won't be able to say that now.
That is true.
Now, big news from the Big Dave Show.
Let's go, baby.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B-105.
It's Who Was Right Last Night.
You're right.
On B-105.
You know what? You're right.
Who was right last night this morning? And we got Joe in the courtroom. And how are you, Joe?
I'm doing okay, except for the reason I'm talking to you guys. Other than that, I'm fine. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, sounds like you've got a little problem with your wife, Susan. First of all, how long have you guys been married?
A little over 30 years.
Wow.
It's, okay. It's great. She's great. She's a wonderful, wonderful woman and a great friend. And it's just that she's got this thing where she gets something in her head, like a get-rich-quick scheme, and then she's off to the races, and she wants to start an Etsy page to sell. And in the past, it's been the hot dog cutter. That you'll see the stuff on QVC and the Home Shopping Network.
Oh, she loves the gadgets.
Yeah. Pizza scissors.
Wait, what are pizza scissors?
instead of the rolling cutter on the when you put the pizza down and you cut it like they do in the shops, you actually buy this for your home where you can, if you want to slice the slice in half, you can use these scissors because God knows we were suffering without this. I grew up on the East Coast, and if we had pizza scissors when I was a kid, it would have made life so much easier.
Yes, that's what we needed.
I try not to be sarcastic with her, but it's like, come on, babe, you know, we don't need, and that's what it is. She becomes very feverish. And here's the thing, though. Now, she wants to do this with something called the Nana hat. Have you guys heard of this?
What is a Nana hat?
Are you sitting down? All right.
I'm sitting down, yeah.
I'm a big banana. I love bananas. I eat many a day, so we always have new bunches in the house. She gets upset when they turn too brown. I don't mind eating them that way. I actually put them in a shake, whatever. So this Nana hat, I sound like I'm selling it. The Nana hat, it stops or it delays the aging of the banana. So okay. She wants to get in on this, buy 1,000 of them, and then sell them on her Etsy page.
All right, so wait, please describe, where did she come upon this banana hat or Nana hat, and how does it work? What does it do?
I think it was a YouTube ad. She must have seen it on. I don't know how real it is, but what it is a little knitted thing that you put over the stem of the banana, and somehow that's supposed to slow the ripening process. It doesn't make any sense, but here we are.
But science says that it works.
Oh, sure.
Okay, I'm
sure NASA has studied it. I'm sure the CDC has studied it.
Yeah.
Now she wants to put hundreds of dollars out to buy these things, and it's like an episode of The Honeymooners. She's going to be stuck with all of these things, and what do we do with them?
You're going to have one for all your fingers and toes.
Yeah, they're like little toes warmers.
Exactly.
What do they look like?
The ones she got look like a little octopus. So you can put it on many stems at the same time. So it's like little that reach out to each stem. So it literally looks like a knitted octopus is sitting on my counter.
Oh, my gosh.
Even if it's $500, right, that's not gonna kill us. But I still don't want to send $500 into something. And she got so upset. So I don't ask you about your watches. I don't ask you. I'm like, yeah, but the watch I can sell for the same amount I paid for it, or, you know, it's a whole other thing. But
so in the closing, her big scheme is to buy these things in bulk because she thinks they're such a necessary item that the whole world hasn't realized they were missing until now, that they will clamor for them on an Etsy page.
Exactly. And she's going to bombard all our friends and family on social media. And I said, they're not going to be our friends for long if you do this. I want these things.
I think it's funny you're trying not to waste money on bananas by wasting money on trying to save bananas.
That is true. That is very funny.
Wow. All right, Statman, juror member number one, are you Team Joe or Team Nana Hat Susan?
I hate wasting food also. I'm a dad, and we buy bananas, and I think we buy them just to watch them go bad on the countertop sometimes. And if this Nana hat actually works, I'm not going to fault your wife. I would buy one from her. I just want to know if it works first. And if it does, then I'm on her team. I'm not going to fault her. I'm sorry, man.
A banana hat. This is interesting because what if she does sell a lot of them? Maybe she doesn't need to buy 1,000. Maybe start with 100. So meet her, you know, not necessarily in the middle, but let her do her thing.
Would you buy one?
Probably not, but somebody else might.
All right, I'm going to say Team Joe. I don't think, I mean, it's an unnecessary purchase. Here's the thing. If you buy bananas every time you go to the store and you, in return, throw away more bananas than you actually eat, here's my advice to all of you. Stop buying bananas then because you're not eating enough. Or maybe, you know, you can tear off just a couple. You don't have to buy 8. At a time, but that's beside the point. I don't think you're going to win this, Joe. You had a nice presentation. Your sales pitch was perfect, but I think Susan's going to win this, and you're just going to have to take one for the team with the Nana hats there, buddy.
Yeah, I guess so.
But let's see. Hey, you still got the B105 jury to come through at 749B105 and also through our app. So let's see what happens, okay?
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
And thanks, Joe. I really want to know if this actually works. 749B105, if you have a Nana hat.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
It was right last night. This morning we heard from a Joe, been married to Susan for over 30 years. He's put up with a lot of crazy schemes with her, but she came home with this thing called a Nana hat, which is a little knitted thing that you put over the stem of a banana, and it's supposed to, you know, extend the life of a banana, keep it from ripening too fast. Now she wants to buy a bunch and sell them herself, and Joe's like, come on, please. We told Joe, you're just going to have to take a bullet for this one here, man, it sounds like, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people are weighing in, and my big question was, does it actually work?
All right, well, let's see. Joey from Cincinnati has a different idea. What do you say, Joey?
Yeah, I agree with the hat. If you buy bananas, I normally wrap the bag around the stem.
Oh, the plastic bag?
Yeah, it saves them.
Oh, you know, Jody weighed in through our B105 app and said the Nana hat might save you money. Covering the stem ends of each banana with plastic and aluminum foil reduces the release of ethylene gas. We're getting scientific here, I guess.
Oh.
Bananas release high amounts of ethylene gas, which accelerates the process of browning.
Wow. I had a girlfriend break up with me one time because I released too much ethylene.
I knew that was coming.
Sorry. All right. Thanks for the call, Joey. Let's go to Tristan. He wants to give their 2 cents.
Yeah, so I don't own one of these Nana hats or whatever they're called, but I do recall seeing that company on Shark Tank about a year ago, and they didn't sign a deal on Shark Tank. But their company did hit close to $1 million this year.
Whoa.
2023. Yeah, so just the exposure getting on Shark Tank alone made them almost $1 million company. So
how about that?
It's a legit thing. People buy them.
Let's do it. Thank you for the call, Tristan.
Thanks. Have a good Friday.
Sarah's weighed in on the B105 app. Her and I can go into business together. I'll make them, and she'll sell them.
Laura from Centerville says she would absolutely buy a Nana hat.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Every time I go to the grocery and get bananas, I put like just a plastic bag on the end of it. And every time I think there's got to be a better way to do this.
That sounds like it would be in the commercial. Are you tired of putting plastic bags around you? And then it cuts to, you know, Laura, and she goes, there's got to be a better way.
Yes, absolutely. I would buy one. What's her Etsy?
Nana hats. Who knew, right?
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Legendary actor Sylvester Stallone is in the tri-state right now shooting a movie mainly around Oxford, Ohio, and this is really cool.
What's the deal?
I guess news broke that Alarum is going to be filming starting tomorrow and then all the beginning of next week, and they warned residents up there about a loud explosion that could be happening. Our friend Bev lives up there. Hey, Bev, what have you heard about this movie? And have you seen Sylvester Stallone?
No, I haven't seen him. But all I've known, yeah, I heard him talking about the explosion coming up. And so I guess a lot of the firefighters will get to be up there. I don't know if they're going to be in it or not, but they're going to be there on site from what I understand.
They have to be because, you know, it's a real explosion. So you got to have first responders there in case it gets out of hand.
Oh, I know. That'll be so cool. I'm sure they're excited.
Well, it's nice that the city alerted you because think about it. You know, you're just chilling in your living room and then boom.
Yeah. And I guess it happens all the time on these movie sets when they do something like that. People that even though they've tried to notify everybody still flood 911 with calls about,
I'm sure.
I don't blame them.
Yeah. And I'm sure that's going to happen again. You know.
Hey, Bev, did you hear about those horseback riders up there that came across the film set?
Yeah, I did. I read about that. Some of the girls were up there riding up by the Houston Woods, and I guess they first saw a bunch of white SUVs, you know, that were kind of fancy, which is unusual for Houston Woods.
Yeah.
And I guess then as they kept going, they came across a crashed plane, and they got, you know, all wound up about that and realized as they started investigating a little bit that it was a movie prop. Because I guess they saw some shovels and rakes around the area. It looked like they had been dug out to make it appear as if it had crash landed.
You would never know. Like, haven't you guys heard about Tom Cruise, I think it is, like landing in like Australia and different sites, people's land with a parachute? What is going on?
That was in the last Mission Impossible. He just like landed in their yard. He's like, hey, we were shooting a movie and I caught a breeze.
My
and
bad.
Just hi, how are you?
I know, that'd be pretty awesome.
Did they panic on their horses when they see a plane crash in the woods riding on a horseback? I would have freaked out.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. And they started taking pictures and posted it, you know, on the local Oxford Talk Facebook page. And then they started getting information like, oh, that's probably for Sylvester Stallone's movie.
It's kind of cool. Well, he's going to be right here.
Yeah. So, Bev, how hard would you fangirl? I think everybody, I mean, you could meet a celebrity, but somebody like Sylvester Stallone, that's iconic.
Yeah.
I mean, if you met him, I think I would quiver. I'd be like, oh, my God, dude, that's Sylvester. That's Rocky. It's Rambo.
You'd probably ask him to punch you in the face, wouldn't you? Just give me a punch. Come on.
Right here.
Well, he'd probably do it already because I'd try to start imitating him in front of him. Be like, hey, yo, you know, it's nice to meet yous. You know, I've been a fan for years. Yeah, bam, there
yeah
he is.
You're definitely getting it.
That would be exciting, that's for sure.
Yeah, I did a little research on the movie and found out what the plot line is. You guys want to hear about it?
Yeah.
Sure. So I guess Sylvester Stallone is a spy and he marries another spy and they try to go into hiding in a cabin in the woods. They get married and they're on their honeymoon and a plane crashes nearby, which now the CIA and FBI are looking for these rogue spies and they have some sort of microchip that they're hiding. And yeah, it's some thriller.
Going to be action packed. It's pretty cool that they've chose right here to use for
this. Yeah, Houston Woods, dude. I used to go up there and go sailing with my uncle all the time on that lake.
We did a family vacation there. Dara caught a big old catfish on a Disney princess fishing rod.
Wow.
And it took everything I could to get it into the boat with that thing, man. That fishing rod wasn't made for that size of catfish.
Maybe that'll make it into the sequel.
Maybe, Bev.
They'll show you along the lake.
Maybe.
Reeling it in with your little princess reel.
Well, Bev, thanks for sharing your insight this morning. And if you're in the Hamilton, Oxford area there, be on the lookout for Sylvester Stallone.
I definitely will be looking for Sylvester Stallone.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Ashley, this is the way you should want to work every week, right? Just off all week and come back on Friday?
One day work week.
So you're back from your little quick trip vacation to Houston. And how did it go? You've only been to Texas once before, and that was with me at the ACMs.
Which was a lot of fun. This was a different experience. I went to the Houston Space Center. So
NASA.
Yeah, it was really cool. I've been to the one in Florida before, so it was nice to see the other one or whatever. Out of this world, we should say.
What was something neat at the space place?
Well, I learned that their spacesuits, there's a door on the back, and that's how you get into the spacesuit.
Is that what the door's for?
Yeah, that's what. As soon as you said that, I thought, well, they got to go sometime. So, you know, maybe that's
a little flap but in the back of the PJs.
So when you just step, you just kind of step into it, your whole body in through this.
Yeah, you go into like a, you don't put it on like regular clothes. I thought that was weird.
They don't have one that you can like try on or anything?
No, they didn't, which is probably a good thing because, I mean, I don't know. I'm a hot mess.
You would have messed it up somehow or another. So what else was there?
So we went to a line dancing bar, which was so much fun, okay, because I'm not really going to get out there, but after a few drinks, maybe, all right, I'll just, you can spin me in some circles. And it was called Rowdy's.
Rowdies.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fitting.
That sounds like a good bar.
You were probably too young when the big line dancing craze was going on around here. Like, it was everywhere a while.
We would be out at Coyotes out there on Buttermilk Pike in Fort Mitchell there, and that was huge there.
Yeah. It would start early, and then, like you said, it took a few drinks, and then later in the night, it was like everybody, you couldn't stop.
All ages, too. There was, like, this 75-year-old guy out there, and it's pretty dark in there. He had on light up gym shoes going around.
Like toddlers wear? Oh, wow.
Epic. And then it's inspired me. I'm like, I need to find a line dancing place around here.
I'm sure there are some.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then I literally ate and drank everything you can imagine.
Favorite food you had while you were there?
Surprisingly, sushi from a food hall. It was good.
Sushi.
It was good.
Yes. In Houston. Well, it's close to the ocean. So
yeah, I had a lot of seafood.
Yeah, and what about a drink? Did you have like margaritas down there? It's close to Mexico. They gotta be good.
I had some moonshine tea at one point.
What is moonshine tea?
Well, it's moonshine that's flavored like tea.
No. So it is what it is. It's just a simple answer. Okay.
I do. It's interesting because we know I'm not picky. I like everything. However, if you make me a fruity drink and it has any kind of coconut in it, I'm out.
You're done?
Okay. So
did not know that.
Drink some rum runners. They don't have coconut in them.
And what about desserts?
Dessert? Oh, I had a s'mores pie. Homemade s'mores pie from T-Bone Tom's.
There's a place called T-Bone Tom's that you ate at. How did we not? I mean, I would definitely want to go just by the name alone.
We had Texas Steaks. I mean, they're known for their cattle. It must have been good.
I'm an idiot and got wings. So.
Oh, God. Ashley, come on.
What about Texas barbecue? The other thing you're famous.
I didn't get any of that.
How often do you find yourself in a place called T-Bone Tom's?
I know. And I'm like, I'll have the wings, please.
It's not Chicken Wing Pete's. It's T-Bone Tom's.
I want to go to Chicken Wing Pete's. It was a good time.
Good. Well, we're glad you're back. It is 8:54. Let's get a final look at traffic brought to you by Chicken Wing Pete's.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
All right, guys. So remember last year when that crazy story came out about Goodwill? They thought it was Halloween decorations. It was pieces of skeletons and stuff like that. And it turned out to be a real skull. Remember when that story came out?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got something that's coming out of Michigan that is actually got a happy ending. So bear with me here. It's from also a Goodwill there. Now, it starts here in Cincinnati with Beth Ann Dowd. Now, her mother had passed away and she was cremated and put into a little urn. And they had a nice box made with her name on it. Now, her dad went on vacation last year to Mackinac Island there in Michigan. So he's taken the ferry ride back from the island to Michigan, to the mainland, and gets off and realizes he's lost his late wife, Harriet Dowd's ashes.
No.
He's misplaced them. Everybody's like, what do we do here? They're gone, right? And Beth Ann told Fox 19, you know, they kind of accepted this. It's been 4 months.
I mean, they are her. They're what we have left of her. And I just said, well, you know what? She is wherever she is. That's exactly where she wants to be.
Now, here's where it gets interesting, because during their life and times together, Harriet and her daughter Beth Ann used to love to go to Goodwill's to shop, to do a little thrift shopping.
Sure, everyone does.
So guess where Harriet's ashes ended up?
What?
At the Goodwill right there in Michigan, not far from Mackinac Island.
Wait a minute. It made it onto the shelf?
In the donations. So we have Destiny Carroll going through donations there at that Goodwill, an employee, and she discovers them. She's like, wait, these
belong to someone.
Yes.
This is someone. Yeah.
This is someone. Yes, Dad, exactly. So Destiny hopped up onto, and you got to love this name, the Sheboygan Rant and Rave Group, and posted about this and put a picture up and said, can someone help us find the family of this lady? These are her ashes. And sure enough, Beth Ann Dowd's cousin, who has the same last name, was looking at this group page and saw them and said, that's my cousin's mom, my aunt.
Whoa.
So she contacted Beth Ann and said, hey, you need to go to this page.
And then I went to the page. I posted. I was like, those are my mom's ashes.
So needless to say, Beth Ann got in touch with Destiny there at the Goodwill in Michigan and figured it out. They said, this is my mom. Thank you so much for finding this and going the extra mile to post this on a page, because now we're going to be reunited.
Yeah, and you can kind of like lose that sense of panic.
Yes, right? Exactly.
A little break. Maybe she needed a break from the family. I don't know. But she's on her way back to us.
So all's well that ends well. Thank you, everybody, for the good vibes this morning.
B105. More of the Big Dave Podcast. The Big Dave Show. Dad joke of the day on B105.
Well, yesterday was National Chili Day, and Chili Week continues here in Cincinnati. So very appropriate that our pal Skyline Sue from the downtown Skyline is called in. The manager there. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Big Dave.
So are you ready to dish out the dad joke like you dished out all that delicious chili yesterday?
I am.
Let's have it.
Well, you've heard of Murphy's Law, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Cold's Law?
I love it on a sandwich with barbecue. Yeah.
Cole's Law. Stop it. We don't even have to finish this joke, Sue. Please.
Thinly sliced cabbage with salad dressing.
Yeah. You got it in. There we go. Hey, Sue, happy and chilly week to you. Enjoy. And thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
It is time now to get another member, a brand new member, into the B105 Country Club. And today it is Lisa Fight from Cold Spring. And if you say Cold Springs, she's going to fight you like everybody there, Lisa. Isn't that right?
That is so true. That's so funny.
You guys get so bit out of shape when someone puts an S on Cold Spring, man. They can't stand it.
You know what? You're right.
I wouldn't want people saying, hey, you live in Fort Mitchell's, right? No. No, I don't.
No. Just not the same.
Well, you've been listening to B105 for a long time. You say you love the dad jokes.
Yeah. Oh, dad jokes. I love the dad jokes. Makes me laugh every day. I wish I could think of one clever enough and I'd call you one day, but I just not there.
That's okay, because I'm sure you hear them and you repeat them over at your job. You work at the Cincinnati Children's Medical Hospital in the ophthalmology department.
Yes, I do, and they love it. We do eye exams, eye surgeries. We treat all kinds of diseases for children.
Oh, I've got some refs and umpires I'd like to send your way.
That would be amazing, right? Maybe we can fix them.
Well, Lisa, what is it that you love about B105 so much?
Oh, my gosh. It makes me laugh. You know, life just kind of takes you down sometimes, and you guys just always brighten my day. Dad jokes and everybody on the station. I just love you guys so much. Been listening for a long time, and I'll listen for much longer, if God lets me.
Right on. You're going to request a song for Kenny Chesney here in a minute. How did it go yesterday with Thaw Out Thursday?
Thaw Out, well, a little busy for me. I didn't get to do a whole lot, so I missed calling in. I'm going to try again next time.
Well, we got one more to go next Thursday. You know, thanks to Leap Year, we got an extra Thursday. Let's get to that song. Kenny Chesney, what are we going to do here?
When the Sun Goes Down.
Oh, yeah. Right. That's a good one. All right. Lisa Fight from Cold Spring, Kentucky. Welcome to the B105 Country Club.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Love listening to you guys.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast. B105.com.